Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter. Thank you for all listening, and again, I am Andrew Fetter, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. And also, just want to let you know, if you heard that my intro, which was incorporated, and I want to thank Masonic Temple for having it many times. I've said it over and over again. Real grateful for allowing me to incorporate their song Blind into my intro. And I understand they are supposed to be coming out here very soon out in Los Angeles. And when they do, I'll let you all know, because I know they're in the meantime, have been doing some recordings. They've done some very fascinating takes right now. They actually did a song with Leonard Cohen. If you want to check them out, do so at myspace.com/MASTEM. You've probably heard many of their songs that I've played in the past, like Devil Suitcase. So check that out, and I know you'll love their tunes. And again, I want to thank you all for listening. And of course, and future listeners, past listeners, buongiorno. And everybody, I wish everybody a very glorious new year. And it's truly amazing. 2010, I think it's the seeds have been planted and we're now seeing the little sprouts come about. So I think things are going to be shaking and brewing, which is going to be quite fascinating. But I also want to let everybody know to keep them on account on what is happening in my some future shows I have already scheduled, lined up with some very, very special guests. You definitely will want to hear this show on January 22nd with Andrea Teja. She is a well-known master of yoga from the United Kingdom, and you will be blown away with her knowledge, her steam knowledge of the esoterics, how she utilizes that with her yoga and the practice of yoga. It'll be quite a, frankly, you'll probably, like me, I'll probably just let her do the thing, and I'm going to sit back on the couch and listen in, because it's her utilization of yoga is extraordinary, both in its healing ways, as most people think it's just a physical thing, but she very much utilizes it in a very simplified way and with the utmost integrity. It's quite fascinating, but you got to hear that. Anyway. That's on January 22nd, so you got to hear that one. And then on January 29th, the following week, I will have a very prominent author named Mick Quinn. He is author of The Uncommon Path of Awakening, Phoenix Joy. You're going to find him quite fascinating. He's extremely brilliant. His book, in fact, the way it's written, it deals with almost like a simplified, but it's pretty encyclopedia of esoterics and spirituality, and it's quite well laid out. He's quite informative, and I think whatever knowledge he presents during the show will be a blessing in itself. I know you'll want to listen to that, because they're just pick and choose here. Now, on February 12th, and that's going to be for my special show before Valentine's Day, I've asked Joan Newcomb, who is the author of Tapestry of Line, to come on my show then. I feel honored to have her. And how those we have encountered are our soulmates, and how do they relate to our present lives. You know, how always wonder those people you meet, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, and even your parents and everything, how that all interacts. So that should be extraordinary for those who be fascinated by the people they encounter and the karmic consequences of that. So, and I also have other things in the works, other guests, so I will explain that down the line. And for those who keep on, I've been recently been being sent an email asking me about my many projects, like wondering when my book Spirit, when it will be coming out and being released. It is looking like in February will become being released. I look forward to when that comes out. Of course, Spirit deals with the understandings of going out of body. So that will be, I know those out there are quite fascinated with that, the phenomena of that. And it's done in a novelistical form, and it's basically my baby. I know people are going to love it. I've had a lot of good comments from pre-reads from the manuscripts. So that's coming out, like I said, in February. And I know I've been getting lots of email asking about when my film with my co-producer, when we will have our film regarding the message of the Hopis, when that's coming out. And I will let you know, we're still in the process of that. And we're looking toward heading to festivals and whatnot and theatrically released toward the coming year. And I'll let you know when that all happens. So, anyway, that's what I have all lined up. But the show of today as much of everybody has put in there, and I was wondering, why the hell are you talking about pretenders and actors and whatnot? And I felt it was quite important because it seems to me most people assume many things. You know what they say about when you assume. That we're all actors, or and this is just a stage. You know, some would say a life's one big act, a play, and we're just all on a stage. You know, like that thing that Shakespeare said. You know, like and Shakespeare, of course, said, "All the world's a stage, all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances. One man in his time plays many parts, his acts being seven ages." But that's not really the case, is it? I mean, that's what they're told to do, and that's what Shakespeare was implying. Maybe he was being facetious when he said that, being that, you know, in his lifetime, they had to act a certain way, or they didn't get their heads chopped off, right? But frankly, the world is not a stage. The world is not one-dimensional. And it certainly doesn't have a curtain. And the world in reality is certainly not an illusion, though many, many continue to choose to think, to live as if it were. But then that's a whole other different show. No, it wasn't. And I think I may have done a show to that effect. And we're certainly not actors, though there are many directors telling us what to do, how to think, and how, oh yeah, act. So many by choice are so happy, though, to oblige, to be directed, to believe in the most arcane things, like my God is better than your God, or Father and Son is God, through God, though God in reality is beyond the infinite. Oh yeah, I think I did a show about that, too. Some are directed to believe that global warming or climate change is a human cause, while in reality, it isn't. Oh yeah, I think I had a guest who explained that one, didn't I, on a prior show? My bad. Some have directed us by thinking we should be just simply uneducated. And what I mean uneducated, I don't mean giving us information to regurgitate and believe, because their education is perhaps believing what they believe. That is, that's it, being educated rather than being informed. So more correctly, they would rather be have you directed to be uninformed and believing whatever fairy tale that they tell you. So then it's in this aspect, of course, acting, or believing, pretending, is by choice. You know, one takes by choice and one, you know, wants to pretend, you know, by its choice of acting. You choose to act, you choose to pretend. But that's the real illusion of itself, isn't it? Again, it's in the act of this diminishing of pretending or acting, this action, if you were to say it, is actually beginning of the dimensioning of one's own self-worth and one's self-love. I mean, in reality, pretending or acting and not being yourself is just that, not you. Again, so are we just a bunch of actors? This would, of course, assume we are just a bunch of pretenders. But again, many are indeed acting around you. It might be your neighbors, your friends, your lovers, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your mom, your dad, your sister. They may be just they acting. Are they being them really themselves? Are you being your really selves? They aren't real. You know, if people are just acting and just pretending, then they aren't real to others or to themselves. They are acting. Many will say you have to act like this. You have to act your age. Act like that. Society expects you to act like that. Act. That's just pretending. So again, if you're pretending, then you aren't real. You're not real to yourself. By acting instead of being, you are diminishing your very self-worth. So my question to you is, why are you acting instead of being who you are? I mean, if chocolate is not your taste, but vanilla is, then why pretend it is? I mean, if you pretend and act in the beginning of a relationship, then what happens in the relationship? The relationship isn't real, is it? You know how in the beginnings of a relationship, people try to act a certain way. You know, you go on a date and they act a certain way, or you first go out. And then even the first few months, the couple will act like a show. They act a way so that the other one will like them. But they're not, they're being themselves, so the person is seeing an act. It's not the reality. They'll even lie a little bit, throw a little things out there, because it's pretending. And then when those 3 months are gone or whatever, and they're there together, oops, uh-oh. And this may happen all the way down the line. They may act for months to years, and then suddenly get married, and when that ring is slipped on, they go, and all of a sudden there's no more acting, no more pretending, and you're going, you're not the one who I married. Because they were acting. Just think about if that was not just in a relationship. Look at those, if people are doing that around themselves. And what does that say for themselves? I mean, look at if people pretend for an agenda. That isn't the agenda itself without integrity? Isn't it void without merit? I mean, if you pretend and act to get your to the ends, because you think that the means justify the ends, then the ends have no merit now, do they? But if you are real and you show you are real, then you have made a great stride within yourself toward self-worth and self-love. It's really not that hard, is it? I mean, perceptions and thought patterns and people, way they look upon how you react toward what you think. If I act a certain way or do something and you're worried about what other people think, isn't it true that then you become a slave to toward them and you've diminished your self-worth, your self-love, because you're worried about what others think? What should I wear? How should I look? You should worry about how you look for yourself. If you want to look a certain way, you should do it. Of course, there's certain things, when I say acting and doing things of a norm, I'm not talking about, oh, I feel like going out and do something malicious. We're not saying do something malicious. You do things out of, do something malicious and negative, that's not acting, that's not pretending, that's actually doing something really heavily bad. That's a whole different thing. But if, so if you're acting, and acting is pretending, then what do you say about, what would you say about the one who is acting? You would say, he or she is just a pretender, pretending to be a rock star when you copy and paste, pretending to be a peace activist when all you do is project hate, pretending to be for free thought when all you do is yell at those that differentiate, pretending you are for freedom of religion while stifling others to pray and believe because they are different, pretending to say God loves while you hate, pretending to love, pretending to your lover, to your friends, to your neighbors, to all that around you, because you don't love the beautiful soul that you are, so you capitulate. You know, these are the elements. I mean, it's raw. I always do things talking very simplified. You don't need to have write extraordinary books about many of the subjects, the many concepts. Most of the world is very simplified, very simple. We tend to make it more complex. That's why we try to pretend rather than act. Do. Notice how we always use the word act. It's almost like been ingrained in our speech, hasn't it? I'm talking about English speakers. I don't know how in other tongues. But it's almost ingrained into us. Even I catch myself saying it. Because we've been ingrained with it. So I ask for those who are out there who are pretending or acting. I mean, you may go to a church, a synagogue, or a mosque. And what do? They tell you how to act. They tell you how to act. You know, the directors of the play tell you how to act. So you'll pretend you're now righteous under their man-made rules, under what they wrote in this play for you how to act. Them, like I said, being your act director and all. You may pretend you're straight while calling gays fags on the pulpit with hate speech. While in the room, you endeavor what you're hiding. And not pretending you're really gay. But when they find out that you weren't pretending, just say, the devil made me not to pretend. Right? God, that sounds like a minister from Colorado. Sounds like a senator's, congressman, governor's, doesn't it? They do so much pretending and acting that when you find out who they really are, the act is over. Now there's others, like I said, they're going to tell you in their play, in their script, that there's global warming or climate change. And they'll pretend, because they're pretenders, not the group, of course, it's man-made. Because they think you're a sucker. And you're going to play your part, get it? You're acting in this play. But of course, one of the directors and producers of this show, like if you make a play, isn't somebody going to profit from this stage event, this play? Isn't it amazing how out of global warming and climate change, one of the lead producers of this play called, we will call it, Man Suckers to Global Warming Caused by Man, produced by Al Gore. Directed Al Gore. And what do you think? He's going to make millions out of this production. You're the audience. You're the sucker. But then you're also acting in it. Because they think they can direct you and make you think what you are and act away and pretend. And if you stop pretending and acting, and you'd say, for example, enough is enough, and utilize perhaps this civil disobedience. Like say, where the hell is our public health option, as they promised? They, your directors, think you should follow their play and remain quiet and shut up, right? Because you're just the actor and they're the directors. You ain't the producer. See, they think you need to act in the play that they wrote. Pretend. Because they're directing you. Because they think you have no self-esteem, no self-worth. Acting. Pretending. What would happen if, I remember Thoreau had said to Emerson when he was in jail. I'm sort of paraphrasing the event and call because this just popped in my head just now. But he was in jail, and I remember him, Thoreau, saying to Emerson, and Emerson, I remember saying something to the effect that, look, you're in jail, what are you going to do? And Thoreau said to Emerson, I'm not in jail, you're the one in jail. And Emerson said, what? He says, I'm free, my mind has always been free, you're the ones in jail. Because you haven't allowed yourself to be free, be who you are. Get it? Who is to be free? The one that's in jail because he spoke or she spoke their minds and how they believe to be the truth. I'm not saying something of malicious kind, but something that counters the authority, questions their decision-making, questions of their production to say, hey, this ain't no play, and this ain't no stage, and I ain't your damn actor. So go pull off your production someplace else. Free thought. Acting, pretending. You know, there will be those, the directors, will tell you that our monetary system is real and called the Fed. All the while knowing that the illusion that they are what? Pretending. Because they think you're ignorant. Or more correctly, have no self-worth, no self-esteem, no self-love. Because you're just an actor. And you'll follow the script of the play. They will make you think and have to act and pretend what they have written in the play for you to be directed, what they directed for you. Because if you didn't act and didn't pretend, what would be the one thing you would demand right now? I mean, think about it. Turn on your lights, your car, your gasoline, all the things that you see, elements of energy. You would demand free energy. They don't want to put in the play that there is free energy because they want you to be uninformed. But if you were informed and you knew the reality today, we have the very ability to implement electromagnetic energy, geothermal energy, anti-gravitational energy. What would happen in places like Nevada, for example? I was there just last week, and it's sad because they're like dying from work and nothing happening in casinos. I'm like, what is this, retarded or something? Why aren't the people standing up and saying, hey, why don't we plug in, start popping in windmills? There's so much wind in Nevada, it's ridiculous. And what about the sun? Put solar panels all over the place. Look how much electricity they would have directly into Nevada itself. Why is that not happening? Why aren't the people standing up and saying something about it? Because they're just actors. They're being told what to do. And since they don't stand up for themselves, like actors, they don't have a Screen Actors Guild to stand up for themselves. They just go along with the play. Because they have a lack of self-worth, lack of self-love. So it goes from a spiritual context to a political context. People often ask me, how come I mix in somewhat spirituality with politics? Because they are one in the same. There is no indifference. The minute people have self-worth and self-love, they will question things around them. They will not just sit back and take it, as they say. What was that, the network? I ain't going to take it no more. Screams like, hell, I ain't going to take it no more. Now, it's okay to emulate, to pretend. But it's, like I said, it's okay to emulate, but to pretend or say, hey, man, I'm so cool. I live in a hip art area, or I'm hip, cool daddy-o. or man, I'm just a trendster, following the trends of the peers, because they're acting, pretending. You know, Kurt Vonnegut once said, and, you know, I emulate, you know, it's okay to be in, you know, when you, some people as artists, and the reason I bring this up because since I've seen a lot of artists, whether it's musicians and whatnot, writers, artists, people have asked me, you know, I remember I had a discussion with somebody, and it says, oh, art isn't original, has to be original. Well, frankly, there's no real original art, let's face it. Nothing is really, really, really original. Ultimately original, okay? Any of the music that you have ever heard has never been ultimately 100% original. Any art, any form of writing, any style, not 100%. It's always taken from somebody, pieces put together. It's like a palette. And you emulate, I would say, that's why it's okay when somebody says, hey, who, you would ask an artist, whether you're a writer or producer, you know, whatever, and say, who's, I ask, like, for example, musicians all the time, who would you say influenced you? And what's that refer to you? Who do you pull that master, like, oh, Jimi Hendrix or Eric Clapton, for example, guitar playing. So naturally, if that's their influence, they will have a style from that. Like, for example, for me, some people say, I notice you have a style sometimes of Kurt Vonnegut. Well, I am influenced by Kurt Vonnegut, so naturally I get credence. Well, I bring up Kurt Vonnegut because he had said something that's pretty cute. He had said, be careful what you pretend to be because you are what you pretend to be. Get it? So sometimes people pretend so much to be pretentious. They are nothing but being pretentious. They are not even themselves. They end up being that thing that's not even them. You notice how some people I've seen, you know, over years and years, and then you see, like, I can see their faces and they're old or whatever, elderly. And you can see and they've pretended so much in their life that all of a sudden they're in their 60s or 70s or whatever, and they have this big old frown on their face. And I always wondered why the frown. And then I realized that frown is because after all these years, they realize inside themselves, they've been acting. They've never had a sense of themselves. So there's this inward, like, hatred or anger that's coming out because they've been pretending. They've been pretending so long that now that the act is all over and their act is no longer needed and they're shoved away to some convalescent home or some other place, they sort of wither away, they go and do their little thing, they have that frown because they've been pretending, they've never been themselves all their life. They've been putting so much energy to be something they aren't. They don't even know who they are. And here it is, they're almost, in this lifetime, almost at the tail end. That's sad. But then most people live their lives like this. Look at all the artists that have lived like that. Anna Nicole Smith, and then she passed away. Or Michael Jackson, what he went through. All those artists that you see in front of you, they have to act in front of the audiences. They have to fill a certain aura of publicity of a you know, that people think who they are, but that's not who they really are. They act in front of people. They constantly act, but when they're home, are they acting? They change. They themselves. You'll find a lot of actors. You know, I met people you would see, and you see them acting or singers or whatever, and then when you meet them in person, they're not at all, especially at all like what you think they are. Because that's not them. And a lot of actors, what's really amazing is they will know that they're just acting. But then there's, of course, actors who continue their life of acting on life. Because as they train themselves to act so much, they sometimes lose their sense of self-esteem, self-worth so much, because they're constantly put on this thing to act. and it's really magnified. And this is the same thing with people. People who are not professional actors are acting and pretending, not being who they are. So they're constantly throwing all the image and all the energy being put just to act. That's what your people are doing. I don't know whether you are or whoever, who are the listeners, what you are, but if you're pretending and acting, just think of all that energy you're putting to do that. It's like pretending is lying. It's lying to yourself. I remember, and basically you don't have to pretend. You don't have to act according to another, but I want to paraphrase from the Tao Te Ching. It says something to the effect that if you're concerned and act to what one is expected of you, then you are a slave and imprison yourself to their wishes. So it's sort of like you're like trying to act to somebody's, other people's, and you're worried about what other people are thinking about you, then you become their slave in a sense. You fly, and what happens to somebody's slave? You are being directed. You have diminished your self-worth, your self-love. And some people feel more comfortable because sometimes the slave mentality is to allow somebody to direct you, because then you think you don't have to take responsibility for your actions. But in the reality of the universe, all people make choice, all souls make choices. You made a choice to allow yourself to be directed. You made that choice to allow someone to think for you. You've made that choice. You've decided for somebody to make the decision for you. And you may think that you've, by doing so, that if something for God happens that doesn't go the way, then you can blame the other person or the other situation. Like, oh, well, I didn't vote for them or these people or whatever. The government did it. Well, I didn't even vote or I didn't even get involved in politics. That way you can just blame because you're in action. But by you not being involved, you're a party to the result. Thus, your choice created the substance of what has just occurred. But that's a whole other show, isn't it? I think they have done one of those. And the issue today is pretending and acting. So you don't have to be pretentious. You don't have to just act. You don't have to just, you know, you can see the world, it isn't a stage, it isn't all one-dimensional. You can be who you are, you. It's really, really okay. You know, it's pretty, pretty, pretty simple. Most people, I find, you look around, and even within the spiritual realms, you'll find people who will be pretend. You'll find people who, and I'll say who they are, the people who now all of a sudden they're pretentious. I'll say the David Icke's who will say they're all of a sudden spiritually this way, and they're just out to sell books, out to make money. And they're basically haters, but they'll say, oh, I love this person, I love that one, but they sure hate, you know, he calls the Jews, he won't say it, but calls them, you know, lizards or whatever, and he pulls up the ideology of Protocols of Zion, which is a bunch of bullshit. And he's a hater. Same with Jeff Rentz. They'll pretend they're spiritually inclined, but they aren't. They're pretenders. You can see that they are pretending. They are so pretentious as a joke. They're not being themselves. They're just out there to be provocateurs, to make money, to manipulate, not to educate. Now, there are those, you know, I've had a question in the past, like Alex Jones and things like that, and I don't know what his substance, because he does bring out a lot of information. He is the one who exposed the Bilderbergs, but sometimes he jumps to conclusions, so I sometimes wonder. But then I think he is more real than real for himself. I think he really is just so enveloped. So is he pretending? I don't think he's pretending. I think he's more real. just a little bit a zealot of some of the stuff, but he is trying to be real. I think Jesse Ventura is trying to be real, not acting, trying to say what's there. I think people who, when they say what they're really trying to say, they're trying to make them like kooks. Like, look what they did with Ron Paul. They try to make him like some loony or whatever. Look what they do when they get real and not pretentious and show who they really are and acting. Not acting, but telling what they really believe or saw. Being who they are when they admit that, hey, you know what? I think there are extraterrestrials. People say, oh man, that guy is crazy. They're nuts. I mean, it's amazing. See, it's not about pretending. It's not about acting. You can just be real yourself. You know, when you go and do a lot of spiritual activities, whether you're doing a meditation or yoga or doing Reiki treatment, healing, that's real. Is that pretending? You know right away if it's a pretentious mode of an act. It's not real. Is it when you go to a church or a synagogue or a mosque? Isn't it not pretending and acting when they're sitting up there, whether the clerics are dictating to you how to think, how to believe? And then they say to you, these are our rules. These are the ones the way you should act, like I had just said. Where's the spirituality? If there's real, which is religion supposed to be spiritual, why is it pretentious? Why is it be pretending? Why is it like the Catholic Church pretend they never did anything wrong? When they had all those pedophiles that were going around, and believe me, I think that anybody who does pedophile acts is equal to a murderous act. When they were in collusion by hiding and they were pretending as if it didn't exist for outside, and they tried to cover it up and collaborated with the priests and the pedophiles and hiding them and whatnot. Now, if that was any other organization or group, they would have been prosecuted for obstruction of justice now, wouldn't they? All the way up. If you had knowledge or any ideology or knowledge to the fact that somebody had created an act such as pedophilia or rape or murder, whatever, and you obstruct it by not disclosing it, that's obstruction of justice. That's a crime. But they pretended like it didn't exist. And then people pretend that they're all above the law. Look what's happened in the presence. They pretend that it's okay for them to do, but not for you to do. It's okay for President Bush to break some 300-400 laws, but watch how you, the little individual, if you break the law, you go to jail. Cheney, look how much he vehemently broke the law. What happened to him? Because they can pretend it never happened, or pretend and act as if it's no big deal. And you'll watch how even these posters or whatever you want to call them for each side, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, and how they will sway and say certain things and try to twist and turn. And they'll pretend and act. But it's not the truth. It's not being real. And they'll pretend in front of people to fix things to their end. They'll pretend. People will pretend and make up history as if it didn't exist. Like, you know, it's amazing, and I don't want to get too much into it, but I mean, it's funny how within the Middle East, I don't want to go back to history, but you know, they pretend that the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem at the time wasn't, you know, when we talk about the Palestinian-Israeli situation and how that the Palestinians say, oh, we had nothing to do with the Jews coming to getting hurt or murdered or in the Holocaust and how they came into Israel or whatever, you know, whatever bullshit. But they pretend that Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, who was their leader, okay, that was the leader of the Palestinians. They weren't called Palestinians then, really. But they were, who was allied with Hitler, that he had formed the SS of a Muslim group, of part SS of Muslims and Palestinians, Arabs. Because they don't want to pretend it didn't happen. They'll pretend to make up their own things. Everybody keeps on pretending stuff. It's like when I'm going and doing my, working with the Hopis and whatnot, I find out how people were making up and pretending what they had said, and that's not what they had said. And they make up their prophecies about them, about the Native Americans. And then there are people, so funny, it's like I see people who pretend, instead of being, you know, when I go and meet with different, you know, the spiritual leader, people like that, whether it's the Native Americans or whoever, and then people suddenly become kumbaya. They pretend, oh, I gotta be, like, so spiritual. I gotta be, like, oh, one with the universe. That's not being one. That's not what that's about. But they'll pretend like they're all spiritual. They'll talk the talk, but won't walk the walk. Because they're pretending. There's places that are called, there's a place called Agape that people go attend these services, and there's many of them, like spiritual things. They're like churches and things and spiritual, and I'm now talking from the other end. They'll pretend that they're all spiritual, but they don't get it. They're pretending. It's like a show. It's like watching a damn show. It's acting. It's not being. That's the point. They're losing it. Because the reality is, you don't pretend. You just, you pretend and act is not you. You got to go to looking for who you are and be who you are. You can pick your, like, I'm not perfect. I'm not someone who's going to walk on water and, you know, part the Red Sea or fly into Jerusalem or walk along the Siddhartha. You know, I'm not, everybody has their things. You know, me, everybody picks their nose and scratches their ass the same way and farts the same way. You know, nobody's perfect. But you don't have to pretend that you're perfect. You can just be you. That's called that's what's unconditional love. Unconditional love of yourself. Unconditionally loving yourself. Unconditionally establishing your self-worth. So you can quit being pretentious in the likes of others' demands. You don't have to act. Like I said, you can be who you really are. You can love yourself for who you really, really are. You can be you, the real you. And again, it's all about choice. And it's quite so simple, isn't it? It's all a matter of your self-worth, your self-love. And with this, because I know I'm closing a little bit earlier than normal, all I have to say is love yourself. Look within yourself and love yourself. You don't have to act. Be who you are, and you might be surprised. The greatness, the beautiful soul that you are, that's within you. So, the world ain't a fucking stage, man. And we aren't no fucking actors. We don't have to be. We don't have to have no damn directors telling us how to believe and how to think and how to do. The only director around is you. You direct yourself. You're your own producer. You make your own thing. You are yourself. you can interact the way you can interact, how you feel to interact. Don't be malicious, you know, be negative toward other people. You don't have to be, you know, but your own personality, you want to laugh a certain way, be it. There are certain societal norms that you are supposed to be, but those are all norms. Who is to dictate that? My bottom line is for everybody to think for themselves, believe in themselves, and not to be actors, not to be pretenders. And you can be an artist, but without, you can, don't have to copy and paste, but you can emulate. You can take a string of a song and incorporate it within your own song. That's not no big deal. Just always give credit to credit due. Who influenced you? It's like I have said, whether, you know, here's Kurt Vonnegut or my past teacher, Janae St. Clair, before she passed away, or any of my past, you know, teachers, or Tao Te Tung, or anybody you read or something, you give credence to it. That's okay to emulate, but don't copy and paste and call it yourself. It's yours. Don't pretend who you really aren't. Be who you really are, and you might be surprised. So again, it's all so simple. It's all a matter of self-worth, self-love. So all I got to say to you is love yourself. And with that, thank you all. God bless you. And I'm going to close with a song that I haven't played in a while. We Belong, Denise Vasquez. And get you around on the other side. Take care and God bless. Bye.
Times I've tried to tell you, 20 times I've cried alone. I wish I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone. Don't wanna leave you really, just wanna break the ice. Do I look silly to you when I yield to your advice? When you say te aseguro que es verdad. El cariño que es sincero no se acaba con crueldad. Olvida lo que fuimos y desprecias lo más bien. Pero juntitos tenimos que la luna era bien miel. Junto a ti solo es mi cielo. No importa por venir sin sufrir, es mi triste destino. Junto a ti hasta el fin de camino. Close your eyes and try to sleep now. Close your eyes and try to dream. Clear your mind and do your best to try and wash the palette clean. We can't begin to know now how much we really care. But I hear your voice inside me, and I see your face everywhere. Now I say we belong to the light. We belong. mi triste destino. Junto a ti hasta el fin de camino.